Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Gloating. I am Greg, your first mate, along with Captain Patrick. We are your crew as we navigate the world of gloating today, because last night I was asked to speak at a Mensa meeting that Patrick, have you done that before, Patrick?
Yes, I have.
You have. Spoke at a Mensa meeting, which is a club, I think it's international. I believe. And you go to Mensa.org. It's basically a bunch of brainiacs that get together, talk shop, learn stuff about boating in this case, or scuba diving, which is what they asked me to talk about in radio and that kind of thing. So I figured I must gloat today and change the world of boating to the world of gloating.
Yeah, let's not do that.
If I was brought in to instruct Mensa members, that means that I'm actually at a higher level of intelligence than them, I believe.
That's
what I'm going with.
Usually they bring people in at a lesser intelligence status, if you will, so they can revel in what they are not and hoist themselves upon their own petard celebrate the fact that they are smarter than at least one person in the room, and that would have been you. See, I actually passed the entrance, the whole exam there to join Mensa, but
yeah.
the really brilliant people don't join, you see.
No, I don't see. The really smart people are asked to speak and educate them, to teach them, to show them the way. And that's what I did. So we talked a little bit about boats. We talked a little bit about scuba diving. And the fact that I was going to change the show today to the world of gloating and gloat about the fact that I was asked to speak at a Mensa meeting. I didn't get paid.
Talking about hoisting oneself upon their own petard, and I don't mean to put you on a pedestal.
That would hurt.
By any sense of the imagination, because when it comes to scuba diving,
mm-hmm.
indeed, I don't know anybody who is your equal.
Well, take that in your Picard and shove it.
Now, when it comes to boating, I'm interested in what you talk to them about in regard to boating, because we all know that you think the keys to being a boater is to dress snazzy and listen to Jimmy Buffett. So I'm kind of interested what in particular you talked about.
Well, I said that listening to Jimmy Buffett and reading his books is excellent research for the world of boating and for being a boater. But mostly I spoke about the fact that I was going to change today's show to the world of gloating. Yes, Greg, your first mate, spoke at a Mensa meeting, which means I'm way smarter than you.
No.
Did you actually speak at one, or are you just talking smack right now? Come on. Did you speak at a Mensa meeting?
Sure.
You did.
Everybody has. Everybody got a participation trophy. Everybody in the world has spoken at a Mensa meeting. I'm telling you.
But that's not true. I had not until last night.
The members of Mensa are so intelligent that they can't converse with one another because they all know everything. So they have to bring in people, I'm telling you, at a lesser intelligence level so they can make fun of you as soon as you left. I'm telling you.
I don't think that's how it went. They were really nice folks.
They were.
Hey, and I'll tell you something, too. Attendance for my particular speech or presentation increased 500% during the length of my presentation there. How about that? How about those numbers, baby?
Can I finish up
As soon as they got wind that I was... as soon as they got knew that I was talking, more people came in, and the crowd increased by like over, actually it was over 500%.
How many people were present?
It was increase of over 500%. I'm talking Mensa right now, Patrick. Yeah. You would know this if you passed the test.
How many people were in the room for an increase of 500%?
Okay, so that is a question on the entrance exam, and you'll have to go online and figure that out for yourself.
Yeah,
that's all. You weren't there.
No, I wasn't.
But it was a 500% increase. Bill was there. He witnessed this himself.
Yeah,
he was there.
Bill was texting to me while you were giving your speech.
What do you mean he was texting you?
He was not kind.
No, you're a liar.
I am not lying.
Bill was there to support because he was the one who orchestrated this.
I know.
Yeah.
I
Oh, wait a minute. Maybe they were doing this to make fun of me if Bill set this up.
Now, can I please finish this email to this really nice Nigerian prince who's got a bank account
of $21 million to share with you?
Dude, I've a bank right here, man. That's like hitting a lotto.
Okay. Well, we can do that, or we can talk about some boating news and information.
Well,
why don't we do that?
Here's a little bit of boating news right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
We may be able to make contact.
With?
First contact, Greg. First contact
with
someone.
Amy Adams from Arrival, that movie that's out right now.
Was she in that?
Yeah, that's her movie. Hello.
Oh, you mean the new movie, The Arrival?
I guess. I don't know. The one that's out in the theaters right now.
I thought
now.
You were talking about the one with Charlie Sheen.
No.
Didn't he do The Arrival, too?
I have no idea what he did.
Anyway, we do have somebody that we may be able to connect with at the bottom of the hour that is currently, right now, as we speak, at the Atlanta Boat Show.
Really?
How long has it been since we've been able to get a live report, live now, not that tape stuff that you do, but live from a boat show?
Well, it's been a while.
It has.
Because I know Boat Show Girl is not there in Atlanta because she's performing in some play today in her second job.
She has got her Boat Show Girl fingers in many different pies.
I think they are massaging her petard.
Easy.
So she is performing in some play or something, or helping out some play. But she'll be back on track in a couple weeks. But I know she's not at the Atlanta Boat Show. So who do we have at the Atlanta Boat Show that we're going to talk to? Some schmo on the street?
Well, now, see, I can't tell you who it is because if we're not able to connect with them, because if they get busy actually doing their real job, which is trying to sell boats, then we may make them look bad,
okay.
And I don't want to make this particular person look bad.
Wait a minute.
Because they may have the ability to fire me in about 10 years.
Yeah, did you tell him that he potentially would end up on the world of boating?
Yeah, that didn't help.
What about the world of gloating?
That definitely didn't help. Mm.
All right, also the Palm Beach Boat Show is going on this weekend.
Yeah,
all the
yachties
are over there doing their thing.
Yeah.
You're not a fan of that.
It's like going to the Mensa meeting. It's like everybody sitting around talking about how great they are.
Yeah, Buffy, I really like this particular yacht.
Yeah, so we went down to St. Bart's, and we had our 375-footer, and, you know, that was just our toy, and then we had our jet skis bought over by Walrus.
Now, see, that's the show I would go to and try to suck up to some of those folks and, you know, befriend them. Because
nobody ever tries that with wealthy people. Yeah.
Well, that's what you would do if you're a smart person, presenter. Hello.
What you'd be better off, the guy that stands on the corner outside the studio begging for money, buddy up to him. Try to get some of his cash.
Really? You think he's a millionaire?
Didn't say he was a millionaire, but you'd probably be...
He's got loads of money for doing nothing.
You would stand a better chance of getting money from him.
These
people down in West Palm.
Okay. Right. If that's what you think, mister, I have never spoken a Mensa meeting. Okay. So anyway, two big boat shows. We'll see what's happening on, what's going on at least in Atlanta.
Yeah. Well, that is a, I don't know that I would say it's the kickoff to the boat show season.
It's definitely not, because that's the New York Boat Show in beginning of January.
This is like having the primaries, and everybody backs their every state wants to be first.
Yeah.
So now Atlanta, you know, this is kind of, you know, they're kind of like first in line now, and Atlanta is a huge, huge, huge. Mm-hmm. It's a huge,
yes,
boating destination.
Did New York Boat Show have theirs over the first of the year, or they changed the date again? They changed it, didn't they? Or are they back on, I forget. They've always claimed to be the first boat show of the season, but I know there were some date changes.
Yeah, I thought that there's change too.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, let me finish answering this email to this Nigerian prince.
Yes, hold okay. On. All right. Yeah.
There you go.
I'm supposed to do this in the pre-show meeting. Yeah, this is what happens.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay. January 25th and the 29th.
Ah.
So Atlanta is number one!
All right, so they're doing the New York Boat Show in conjunction with Trump's inauguration. How about that? That'll be quite a spectacle. And on that note that quieted Captain Patrick, we'll be back with more on the World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Hey, boaters, you know there's a lot of things to consider when you're out on the water. But what about when you want to jump in it? Well, like for a snorkel or even a dive. That's just one reason why you, as a boater, should be a member of Divers Alert Network. DAN is your dive safety organization. However, many of the benefits you get from being a DAN member go far beyond in-water activities. Just by being a member of DAN, you get access to 24-hour DAN Travel Assist. This program provides evacuation assistant coverage up to $100,000 when you travel over 50 miles from home for both diving and non-diving injuries. When you consider it's just $35 for individuals and $55 for entire families, it's kind of silly not to be a member of DAN if you like spending time out on the water. There's many more benefits, way too numerous to list here. So go to dan.org and get all the info. Whether you're into diving or not, see for yourself why it makes total sense for every boater to be a member of Divers Alert Network. That's dan.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Looks like one ship was saved today, a relationship.
Is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That's me. Mensa approved. And Captain Patrick, some schmo. He's never been to a Mensa meeting. Just wishes he was as smart as me. But hey, that's okay. I'm not one to judge. I just want to be, you know, imperior. What's the right word?
I don't know, because you just mispronounced inferior. I think that's what you were going for, wasn't it? That you wanted to be inferior?
No, I don't think that's the
emperor.
Word. Yeah, we'll go with that one. I don't
important.
Who cares?
Impropriety.
I just know that I spoke at a Mensa meeting and you didn't, but you have been managing the latest boating news and information. So, should we navigate through that now, Captain Patrick? Would you like to take the helm and lead the crew appropriately?
Certainly can.
Okay. So what do we have?
So let's start off with, since we were talking about your most learned skills in scuba diving, And it is kind of boat related because sometimes these stories may not be directly, you know, about a boat in particular, but it could be something about where something happened out on the water.
Right.
Or in this case, in the water.
Mm.
So did you see the story about the scuba diver?
Yes.
That got shot.
There's more.
Through the head with the spear gun.
Of course. We spoke about that last week on Scuba Radio.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you want to know?
Just
a public service announcement for why.
You could have played along and said no. You didn't hear about it, and we could have filled 10 minutes of airtime.
Who do you think that was? That was one of my buddies. Hello. No.
Was it?
No, it was. I didn't know the guy. I think, where was he? New Zealand or someplace? Wasn't it someplace overseas? Or was it the... No, it wasn't the Bahamas, I don't think. It was Belize.
It was in North America.
No, it was not in North America. It was somewhere in the Caribbean, where he might be from North America, but he was down in Belize or the Bahamas or someplace. I think it was Belize, if I remember correctly. But yeah, there's this picture went viral of this spear shaft literally going through the guy's noggin, like the arrow from Steve Martin's Wild and Crazy Guy days. Where he used to wear the arrow and he'd come out on stage.
No, it was a lot lower than that. Lot lower than that. Thankfully, it looked like right below the jaw hinge, so the upper cheek, which would have passed probably through the upper roof of his mouth,
right,
and came out perfectly through the other side. Let me ask you something, because you've been spearfishing, right?
I have, yes.
How does this happen?
You get in the way of somebody with a spear gun. I think I read something that he did it to himself, that he accidentally it off.
How? I mean,
I don't know.
The spear gun is huge, right? I mean, they don't make little. I mean, the spear on this in this picture, I mean, it's got to be
three feet,
4 feet.
You know, there's some talk that maybe this is a big hose, that this didn't really happen.
Really?
But I don't know. You know, it looks... I mean, well, that
doesn't
really...
But that it was Photoshop?
Yeah. No, it looks legit. It looks real. You know, I've read some stuff online. People think this was, one of those Snopes things. But somebody made up this picture. But regardless, whether it is or not, the point was that we spoke about it on Scuba Radio last week was from the standpoint, like, look, if you're going to spearfish, you better know how to operate your equipment properly, not just for yourself, but for those around you. I am not comfortable diving on a boat where other people are spearfishing. It's either you're on a spearfishing trip or you are not. Because as a diver, I have seen this many, many times. When you're spearing fish, that changes the marine environment and the critters dramatically.
Oh, you mean like sharks start to appear?
Sharks might appear, not as common as you think. However, eels and other critters are just as riled up as sharks can be. An eel can put a hurting on you if it gets a hold of you.
Yeah.
They got very bad eyesight. So they get worked up because they feel the vibration of an injured fish underwater after it's been speared. They go nuts.
And barracuda are bad, too.
Barracuda, absolutely, and way more common to see out in the Caribbean, especially. So, you know, when you're there, I don't have a problem with spearfishing, don't get me wrong, but you really should be careful about mixing the user group. So if someone's spearing near you, not only do you have the potential to end up like this guy with a spear through your cheekbone.
Yeah.
You also have the other critters that if they do spear something, get riled up and might accidentally mistake your leg, calf, arm, or whatever.
So this would be akin
for a fish.
To your example of not mixing groups, this would be akin to bringing a non-Mensa member to speak to a Mensa meeting.
What are you saying? If you don't perform well enough, they're going to spear you? Or I don't know. What do you,
possibly.
Yeah, it could happen.
How do those operate anyway? Is that all air or is it are they spring-loaded?
They're spring-loaded. Yeah, with bands, rubber bands. That's the only thing I can think. If the guy did do this to himself.
He was loading it?
He was loading it or...
Like, put it down, put his foot and was trying to stretch it.
Or he was doing one of those classic Elmer Fudd things. Like, God, it doesn't work. Let me look in the end of it, you know.
Wabbit season.
Yeah.
Duck season.
But I don't know. I have no idea. You know, who knows? But the thing is, it's very important with any kind of equipment like that, whether you're diving or not, to know how to properly use it and to be careful with it. You never point it at anybody. You don't point it at yourself. I mean, the firearms and spear guns are probably the same in that regard. You hear what I'm saying?
I did hear what you were saying.
He got caught up on the wrong end of the spear gun. And how that happened, who knows? You know, it could have been if it was someone else. I mean, and that's the other potential thing. You're with someone near who is spearfishing and they're not paying attention, or you swim into their path. I mean, could something go wrong? And if they maybe don't like you, don't approve of your performance underwater, well, just take them out, you know, and you're done. Mm. You know, so you got a lot of things to consider there. But
I'm bored with that topic. So,
okay.
You know, the new year brings...
That was a Mensa quality presentation about spearfishing, though. Thank you. You're welcome. Move on.
I think you mean Mentos.
Well, yeah, maybe that too. They are the fresh maker.
They are. All right. So the beginning of the new year, we all know what that means, right? Not that it's boat show season.
It's the year of the chicken.
Not that it's the year of the chicken.
I don't know what year it is, actually.
It's the year of Trump. So you're right. It is the year of the chicken.
Okay.
So the new year always brings new rules and regulations, especially when it comes to boating. So
what are the new...
Hold on there.
Regulations hold on there, for 2017. We're going to delve into that here on the World of Boating, Patrick.
We may. I don't know now. You've upset me.
Don't make me point my spear gun at you. We are going to do this.
Put that down.
Next.
Put it down.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
This is the road to World of Boating, World of Gloating. You take your pick, either one. It's kind of optional today.
The online poll, overwhelmingly, not only have they agreed to World of Boating, but they've also asked that you please shut up.
Well, that said...
That was the nicest way they put it.
I would like Patrick to participate in the program, so... I'm not going to support that. So I got your back, Patrick.
I appreciate that.
Don't feel bad. All right. So new boating
rules, regulations. Now, these will vary from state to state. Mm-hmm. But one that pops up, of course, one of the big areas for boating is Lake Havasu. So Arizona is considering some new safety rules. For 2017. So they haven't enacted them yet. But they do have a whole raft, get it?
That's hilarious.
Of stuff that they're looking at.
Yeah.
So one of those would require water sports observers who watch for hazards while people are in water skiing. New restrictions would require water sports observers who watch for hazards while people are water skiing to be at least 12 years old.
Is this like highway rangers or something?
So I guess the observers, they need observers for water sports, and they need to be at least 12, is what I'm gathering.
So Lake Havasu is looking for like Walmart greeters to work.
What they're saying is when you're pulling somebody on a water toy, if you will, or if you're wake surfing, wakeboarding,
and they're not old enough.
No. Tubing, skiing, kneeboarding, any of that stuff. Getting pulled with water being forced up their nostrils because they fell and they're too stupid to let go of the handle. Mm-hmm. you're required, or you should have. I mean, it shouldn't. You would think common sense would tell you that you need to have somebody, a rear-facing observer, that can alert the driver if the person who's being towed behind the boat falls or has some type of an emergency.
Yeah, a spotter.
There you go.
Okay.
So I guess that's not required out at Lake Havasu, which you would think with all the boat traffic out
there. But they want to make it?
That they would require it.
A new regulation?
Well, that's something they're looking at.
They're looking at it. They're considering it for 2017. Yep. All right.
We got a couple more when we come back.
Stick around to the World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
I used to have a boat.
You did?
Yeah. She was pretty damn sweet, man. I love that boat.
So why'd you lose it?
Sometimes the things we love aren't long for this world, Burn. Especially when your alcoholic ex-wife gets drunk and falls overboard and drowns.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick. We're your crew. That is Def Leppard. They just announced their new North American tour, I guess. I went to their last North American tour, so I've already
got a lot of room available when you went to that one, buddy.
What do you mean they had a lot of room together?
It was like you and CJ and...
CJ didn't go to that.
I thought he did.
No.
Yeah.
No, I just went, and I was right there up front.
Of course you were, because there was nobody else there.
No, I paid way too much for my tickets. That's why I was up front.
Yeah, you did.
Anyway, if you want to check them out, check them out. They are fun. They are a fun band to watch. Pretty cool light show. They're touring with what? Tesla. And Tesla was great, by the way.
Ladies, all weekend here on the World of Boating. Right?
All ladies.
What? 80s.
Oh, 80s. Okay.
If somebody makes their career in radio, your hearing is really, really bad.
Well, it's after years of tuning you and Bill out.
Yeah.
Now I don't. It just happens, you know, without me having to do anything. All right.
Rules
so,
and regulations.
Of 2017, new ones that just went into effect
effect. No. These are being proposed.
These are just considerations.
They will probably go into effect later this year, but here's one that I think is a great idea, and it's not too often that I side with the government on things.
Never.
Well, especially when it comes to restricting or over-licensing and stuff like that.
Mm.
But in this particular
instance. You're welcome.
What they are proposing is that watercraft rental companies register their vehicles as for hire, okay, and they place identifying placards on their boats and their personal watercraft, which I think is a great idea because if I'm out on the water, especially a place like Lake Havasu, I would really like to know.
It's a rental.
Which boats are rentals? Which jet skis are rentals?
Because, hey, it's a rental. We can play bumper boats with this boys.
Because,
let's go.
Because I am staying far, far away from them. Mm. That's not to say that everybody who rents a boat doesn't know what they're doing, but most everybody who rents a boat doesn't know what they're doing. They don't get a lot of training when it comes to that. Do you know how to operate one? Do you have a safe boater ID card or whatever the current law is for that particular jurisdiction? And they give you a boat and away you go.
Yeah. So, keep it off the land, buddy. See ya.
I think it's...
See you in an hour.
Actually, I think that's something that should be, hopefully, eventually... nationwide with boat rental companies to where they do.
Well, that's like a scarlet letter, though. Say if you're a boater who wants to rent a boat legitimately, do you really want that hanging on your boat?
Would you rent a boat illegitimately, Greg?
Well, I'll tell you right now, you've just taken away the chick magnet power of
Too
your
bad.
Vessel. Well, if it has a badge or a banner or a placard that says this is a rental.
That's when you make up business cards.
Don't own this? Sorry, honey.
That's when you make up business cards that identify you as the owner of the boat rental company.
Mm.
See?
Okay, you gotta go a little farther.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That way it's like, I'm out here drumming up business. Sure. Yeah, well, you know. But they should be identified. I think that's it. I think that it certainly couldn't hurt, and I think it would help.
What would it help? Just the fact that you could avoid them and treat them like piranhas?
Pariahs.
Or it could be piranhas.
No, it's pariahs.
But they might eat you. They could be piranhas.
I think it's great that they're identified. Yes, when you're out on the water that this person... may not know everything that you know or they should know in operation of this watercraft.
Wait, but if it was you, there's no one on the planet that knows more than you, Patrick. So that's not going to help in that regard. That's built into your DNA.
I'm talking in
That's a compliment.
I understand, but I'm talking in generalities here.
Okay. So for the average schmo,
I think it certainly couldn't hurt. I think it would help to identify those boats that are out on the water, especially a heavily congested body of water like Lake Havasu.
Hmm. Okay. All right. So just the fact that the people in the know would know about the morons out on the water a little bit more visibly, you think that would make the waterway safer? That's what you're... conclusion is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it is.
I understand. I hear what you're saying.
All right.
Well, we'd have to see what they do if they end up passing that rule or regulation on Lake Havasu, and then look at the numbers, see if it's made any impact. That would be the question for me, because I don't know if it's really going to solve any problems. Mm. Might. Meh. I don't know if it would.
But you know who doesn't have to worry about problems anymore till the preseason? That's the New York Giants. You're a football guy?
No.
Are you a football guy, Greg?
I don't care. I really don't care.
How has it nothing to do with boating? How come your hat? Oh, yes, it does.
How? Explain.
Oh, yes, it does.
I want to talk about boating, not about football.
Okay, well.
You want to combine the two? Okay. That sounds like that would be an activity on Lake Havasu I'd like to watch, where boaters form teams.
Before the Giants had their playoff game to the Packers last Sunday. There's a bunch of them that went down, I guess, to Miami and hopped on a yacht.
Yeah.
Okay. And this group picture of these guys, remember that picture of that banana boat with the football player and
yes.
that stuff?
Yeah.
This one is even worse.
Really?
Because
that one was kind of awkward.
Because none of these guys, how can you look so miserable being on the yacht, the deck of a yacht? Mm. And their quarterback, Eli Manning.
Peyton's
little brother.
Right.
He questioned, apparently, their sanity, if you will, for going and doing this on the eve of one of the playoff games, because then they came up and they absolutely tanked against the Packers. So there were some takeaways from these pictures. First of all these guys are wearing either boots or sneakers on this boat. I'm sorry. You certainly don't wear boots.
They're protecting their ankles and their toes so they don't have an injury that will affect the game the next
day. While on this boat.
Yeah.
That is absolutely
ridiculous. But that's a number one injury you get on boats, is stubbed toes and things like that. More people hurt themselves on the boat doing stupid little things like that, getting a hook in the pinky as opposed to jumping off the boat and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And apparently they had somebody, Trey Songz. Are you familiar with this person?
I am familiar with this.
So Trey Songz was there.
Okay. That's not really a plus in my world, but whatever.
I didn't say they were pluses. I said these were takeaways from the picture.
Right.
Nobody up on the deck of this boat, of this yacht, is wearing a life jacket. How about that? That's got to be in violation of some of their contracts, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I don't know. If they get into a situation where they need to use their life jacket, I'm guessing they're not going to be much use the next day anyway. You know what I'm saying? Maybe. I don't know.
But they all...
How big is the yacht that they're cruising on?
They didn't say, but it's big.
Okay.
It's huge.
Most of
it's,
the folks,
it's like an I'm on a boat type yacht.
Well, okay. So most people don't wear life vests on those big boats like that.
Well, except that they're up on the foredeck exposed. So they're just kind of like freestanding, if you will.
They do that on yachts.
Well,
that's one of the things.
They probably consider themselves boat fluff.
You
do it at your own peril.
I mean, as big as they are, they're probably bumpers.
Do it at your own peril.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, was there anything awkward about these pictures, or are they just up there on the?
No. Well, I mean, just the fact that when they should have been probably preparing for the game. They then, chose to, hop on a plane and fly down to Miami and go do this, because, hey, we're going to the playoffs against the Packers. We're great. And then they went up there and absolutely got creamed.
So Eli thinks it was because of their boat trip that they blew it.
I'm guessing
it had nothing to do with the boating part. It probably had to do with the stuff that they also do on these yachts, which is,
champagne, yachts, and you're out running
wine,
around on jet skis and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And, when you really should be, mentally, It's kind of like before I come in the studio here, man, the whole ride in on the motorcycle, I am mentally preparing myself for 50 minutes of Greg Holt.
Yeah.
And you have no idea what kind of preparation that takes.
Oh, it's usually an ointment.
Yeah, prescription.
Prescription strength, uh-huh. But still available over the counter, Patrick.
Uh-huh.
All right.
So, name dropping. Do you know anybody named Alessandra Ambrosia?
That name sounds familiar.
She's got her own swim line, bathing suit collection.
Okay, yes, probably.
Alle by Alessandra. Times. Anyway, on the World of Boating Facebook page and the worldofboating.com website, which you should definitely check out and become a fan of if you haven't, there are pictures of her in a bikini on a yacht.
Okay, I'm there. And we'll be back after we recover next on the World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me, or anything that followed. Chased by a police department, led by his ex-girlfriend, and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Do you have a compelling story of what inspired you to become a paddy diver or paddy professional? Has your paddy certification changed your life, relationship, or career in some unique way? The Professional Association of Diving Instructors wants to share your story to inspire others to start, keep, or teach diving. For more information, please visit paddy.com/my story. That's paddy.com/my story. And thanks for choosing Paddy, the way the world learns to dive.
Scuba diving is an activity for all ages. However, immersion alone can be a stressor on the heart and circulatory system. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how to stay heart healthy as you dive next. Scuba
Radio. This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN. Your Dive Safety Association.
Nearly one-third of diving fatalities are associated with an acute cardiac event. Maintain your healthy heart with proper diet and exercise, monitoring your blood pressure, glucose, and cholesterol levels, and adhering to any treatment measures prescribed by your physician is crucial. Even if you've had an event, like myself, after some time and clearance from a physician, you can still safely dive. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
Successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the one.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Look! Here comes a boat!
Really? Oh, it's about time!
On this boat, we'll sail away tonight. And on this boat, confess that you were right. Sometimes I hate the world and them and all. Can you please take me away before I break?
Oh, Kevin, we're saved!
Come sail away with me. Come sail away. Come sail away. Come sail.
Is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, and Captain Patrick navigating the latest boating news and information. However, Patrick has hooked us up with a guy who's, I believe, at the Atlanta Boat Show. Don Smith is a good buddy of his, and he's on the phone. Don, how are you, buddy, and welcome to the World of Boating.
I am doing absolutely awesome here in hot Atlanta.
Hot Atlanta.
The Atlanta Boat Show.
Is it really that hot, or is just the boats are selling like hotcakes, or a little of both?
It's both. It's both. The boats here in the Regal booth are as hot as you can get, and it's actually very mild outside. It's probably about 65 degrees outside here today in Atlanta.
Well, okay, so it's pleasant Atlanta today.
It's pleasant Atlanta.
Very nice. Yeah. All right, so
Don Smith is the East Coast Regional Sales Manager for Regal Boats.
There you go.
And he was nice enough to agree to... Despite knowing me, to join us on air.
Well, ignore Patrick and just talk to me then, Don.
I'll do that.
Which I'm sure you have to do every day during the week. So.
Yeah, he just passes by my office
course.
Now. He doesn't even wave.
He does what comes naturally.
Throws stuff over the cubicle wall.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So, Don, what is going on up at the Atlanta Boat Show? What's been the take so far?
Well, first of all, we're having record attendance here at the boat show. We've got tremendous crowds. Here at the Regal display, we're introducing the brand new 26 Fast Deck, a brand new model from Regal Boats, and it is absolutely the response has been fantastic. Also, we have here on display is Regal's 29 OBX, which was just recently awarded Boat of the Year from Boating Magazine. So probably two of the hottest new products on the market we have here at the boat show. And we have a full complement of other Regals from 19 to 35 feet. So it is
Don,
wonderful.
What about this new one? You said, the best boat in the world, which we had talked about that a few weeks on the show.
I actually used those words, best boat in the world,
yeah.
Don. I just want you to make sure you tell Dwayne I did use
Absolutely,
those words.
Absolutely, he did. Yeah. Now, but this new one that you have on display in Atlanta at the boat show there, what's unique about it? What's catching
You're talking about the 26 Fast Deck?
Yeah.
The new boat?
The 26 Fast Deck, it has just got a tremendous layout. Regal's known for having some of the best layouts in the industry from comfort, function, style, and the 26 Fast Deck represents all of that. It has some of the core DNA features that a Regal has with the fast track hull, giving it the ultimate performance in running. It's got the power tower, which is a sports tower that is award-winning feature from Regal, and all the other benefits that Regal has on their sport boat products.
Now, more so than that, I mean, and those are all very, very important, but the 26 is available as an IO and as an outboard, is it not?
That's correct. We call it the power of choice. You can have the 26 Fast Deck in a stern drive, which we have that here at the Atlanta Boat Show, powered by with a Volvo 350 horsepower stern drive, and then we also have it available in outboard with Yamaha 300 horsepower.
Well, Greg, when Don was talking about the cockpit layout, something that Regal is known for, and when we look at boats, I mean Regal, Cobalt, Chaparral, what have you, and they're all kind of square in the back and kind of pointy in the front, and you start to look at those key attributes that maybe separate one boat manufacturer from the next, the ability to go into a cockpit of a runabout, a bow rider, and spread the seating, create space, but still provide the ultimate seating that you need, but you've really opened the boat up. It's something to behold how far out they can push everything, still provide phenomenal storage, and just have a terrific seating arrangement.
Okay. So you got more space, more utility space to work with for people's butts, let alone for everything they want to get in this vessel, I guess. A little bit of everything, right? Yeah.
That is exactly correct. We really, at Regal, we really focus on the layout because we are all boaters. From the ownership of the company, the Cook family, we're now in a third generation. One of the cooks, Jake Cook, is here at this boat show assisting me. And we focus a lot on the layouts. We want to have best-in-class seating and best-in-class storage, for all the things that you want to bring on board the boats and for the activities of that day.
All right. Hey, Don, we're coming up on the end of the hour. I want to thank you for giving us a call and giving us an update from the Atlanta Boat Show. It was great to hear from you. Hope you guys have a great rest of the show, and we'll
get
see
back
you.
To selling them boats.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we don't want to keep
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys, for having me on board. You guys have a great day.
There you go. Don Smith from Regal Boats, selling boats at the Atlanta Boat Show. What a proper way to finish out today's one-hour radio spectacular. Would you not agree with that, Patrick?
I do.
Not I summed it up perfectly.
Not often someone that you and I agree, but I will agree with you on this.
Well, there. See, yeah, I just brought it all together as someone who...
It's a sign of the apocalypse.
...to speak at a Mensa meeting probably would do, I'm guessing. No, because I did that. I spoke at Mensa. I'm a smart guy now. Yeah. We're going to leave it at that. Till next time, whether it is sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN, ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.